Foreign Minister Julie Bishop is heading to Washington for talks on the global fight against the Islamic State group. But what about the other war, the war on terror that began after September the 11th? The conflict in Afghanistan is the United States' longest-running war, and America's generals are again pushing for a troop increase. South Asia correspondent James Bennett reports.
Last month, Republican Senator John McCain asked America's top general in Afghanistan, John Nicholson, a simple question.
Are we winning or losing?
Mr. Chairman, I believe we're in a stalemate.
According to a January report from the watchdog overseeing America's reconstruction effort, the United States has expended a staggering $150 billion Australian dollars in Afghanistan since 2002. So why not cut the losses?
Reluctance to acknowledge that we have failed.
That's Andrew Bacevich, a professor of international relations and military history at Boston University. President Donald Trump has stated he intends to pull back from nation building, but the military, which he's promised to build up, wants more troops. General Nicholson again.
We have a shortfall of a few thousand.
Kate Clark from the Afghan Analyst Network says were Mr. Trump to cut aid, Afghanistan would fail.
Clearly, if international funding, especially to the military, but to the state in general, ended or was cut very drastically, it is difficult to see the state surviving in its current form.
Of course, Afghanistan's survival wasn't the initial reason for invading. The so-called Islamic State is public enemy number one today, but in 2001, 1 week after the 9/11 attacks on New York, when President George W. Bush made the case for going to war, he told America the crucible of terror was Afghanistan, where the Taliban gave al-Qaeda safe haven.
It is threatening people everywhere by sponsoring and sheltering and supplying terrorists.
So has the blood spilled and treasure spent in these past 16 years been effective?
I would argue that one of those sources of terrorism that tends to be overlooked in this town is al-Qaeda, which has never gone away.
Speaking from Washington, D.C., the Woodrow Wilson Center's South Asia expert Michael Kugelman argues today's focus on IS and wavering support for Afghanistan overlooks a dormant al-Qaeda.
What I worry about is that history could repeat itself in Afghanistan. We could revert to the pre-9/11 days where al-Qaeda essentially was given one huge sanctuary in Afghanistan to plan attacks in the United States.
That's what the generals must convince Donald Trump, that a less stable Afghanistan poses a threat he can't ignore. But even if they do persuade him that the war on terror's original mission remains incomplete, the fear of continuing stagnation will certainly weigh heavily on a president obsessed with victory. This is James Bennett, reporting for AM.